From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of opponents of Venezuela's president took to the streets of Caracas Saturday as part of a week-long protest movement that shows little sign of losing steam. The government used armored vehicles and tear gas in an attempt to break up the crowd as it approached the headquarters of the state-run PDVSA oil company. Police in riot gear fired tear gas and rubber bullets at the crowd. Some demonstrators threw rocks, bottles, and tear gas canisters at police. Later, demonstrators attacked the country's Supreme Court building, smashing windows and setting a fire. Also, the offices of top opposition leader Enrique Capriles were set on fire by a tear gas grenade. The demonstration came a day after the government banned Capriles from running for office for 15 years. The opposition leader says that demonstrators can expect more of the same kind of abuse. He says, so we can expect more outrageous actions by the government. They could do anything, more human rights violations. We have to resist, and I'm here to resist too. Venezuela's political crisis intensified last week when the Supreme Court issued rulings curbing the powers of the opposition-controlled legislature. Thousands of people gathered in the French Basque town of Bayonne Saturday to celebrate the end of one of the longest conflicts in modern European history. The Basque separatist group ETA relinquished its last caches of weapons to French authorities. ETA has been designated a terrorist group by the U.S. government and has been blamed for the deaths of more than 850 people since the late 1960s. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.